Merci. Et pour la dernière intervention, les Philippines.
Thank you, Madam President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. Good afternoon to everyone. The Philippines thanks the Food and Agriculture Organization for the conference document C-2023/2 on the state of food and agriculture integrated water resources management. We note the recommendations it puts forward to overcome the water challenges in agriculture, and it's promoting integrated water risk management for resilient agri-food systems to speed up rural and economic development. The Philippines indeed recognizes the importance of water in development, and in this regard, the need to manage efficiently the precious resource in an integrated manner, successfully address current and emerging complex challenges, which include water availability, inundations, water quality, and pollution, and others. The Philippines, perhaps in other countries in our horizon, is currently experiencing an El Nino event that is expected to intensify towards the end of the year, as informed by our weather office. As an initial response to this climate event, the country is embarking cloud seeding operations to improve water levels of our irrigation and other water impounding dams, our rivers and creeks, and groundwater deposits, especially in production areas, critical watersheds, and reservoirs. Long-term mitigating measures to respond to the numerous water issues are similarly being put in place by the country nonetheless. This includes rehabilitation and modernization of irrigation facilities and dams to enhance water efficiency, water efficient delivery, and reduce water wastage. Construction of flood control facilities and seawalls in areas that are easily get flooded. Water impounding facilities in strategic upland areas to harvest excess rainfall water, among others. In the light of this intensifying climate change phenomenon, the Philippines is now investing in climate resilient water infrastructure such as the solar power irrigation systems, promoting domestic water and recycling schemes at household and community level to promote water conservation, and advocating nature-based solutions like reforestation and expansion of mangrove areas, use of organic or biofertilizer, as well as adoption of water-saving and climate-resilient agricultural practices and technologies, such as adjustment of planting calendars, use of alternate wetting and drying, better crop nutrient management. To harmonize and efficiently implement water-related measures of various government offices in our country, the President of the Philippines and the concurrent Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, His Excellency Ferdinand Marcos Jr., signed Executive Order No. 22 last April 27, 2023, creating the Water Resources Management Office within the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. The office will likewise act as regulatory body to safeguard this precious resource, manage its use efficiently, and ensure its efficient availability for all economic sectors. Furthermore, last May 26, 2023, the country signed the record of discussions with the Korea International Cooperation Agency, or COICA, to implement a capacity building project to ensure that we have these human resources skilled and capable to properly execute integrated water resources management that would contribute to the achievement of more sustainable development. By working together and supporting each other to achieve the needed integrated management and efficient use of our water resources, under the able guidance of the and leadership of the Food and Agriculture Organization, is a major step towards achieving the shared objective of a resilient agri-food system. A resilient agri-food system can definitely facilitate a recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, the animal disease outbreaks, and other crises which are still looming in our midst. Finally, the achievement of a resilient agri-food system and successfully overcoming all these crises will lead all us to meet the targets we committed to the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. In view of this, I reiterate once again the Philippines' unwavering support in the implementation of measures that will improve water resource management to achieve a prosperous food and agriculture and the goals of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. I call on all our colleague member countries to do the same. The time is ticking. We should act now and act fast. Thank you, and a pleasant day once again to everyone.
Thank you.